Summer Fall 2020. What's new in Access Services? Access Services and the Talking Books Library have reopened in a limited fashion. We are working remotely, so we're not open for walk-in service, but you can call or send us mail or email. We are also sending out new machines as needed. There may be delays, as 60 of the 97 nationwide Talking Books libraries have experienced closures, limiting our supplies. Rest assured that we are filling requests as quickly as we can. During our closure, we've partnered with the Department of the Blind and Visually Impaired in Richmond to send a limited number of books to fill requests. This partnership brought us nationwide attention from the National Library Service of the Library of Congress. It was humbling, and wouldn't have been possible without your support. So thank you for receiving Talking Books. Additional updates about our status, including the phased reopening of the library, will be announced on the Central Rappahannock Regional Library Coronavirus Response page. We're proud to announce that we now have a blog. You can find it on our website, librarypoint.org Access Services, or reach it directly at https://www.librarypoint.org/explore/?type=blogs/Access Services. Access Services, Sightlines release dates are changing. We are changing the publication dates of Sightlines to align with CRRL's quarterly publicity schedule. Aligning these dates will help you stay better informed of CRRL services and virtual events. CRRL News, Summer Reading. CRRL's Summer Reading Challenge will run through August 31st. This year's theme is Dig Deeper, Read, Investigate, Discover. Talking Books members with CRRL library cards are welcome to participate, as all Talking Books count towards the challenge. If you live in CRRL's service area, or a county with which we have a reciprocal borrowing agreement, and do not have a CRRL library card, you can apply for one at librarypoint.org card. Your library card barcode will be emailed to you, and once branches reopen, your physical card will be mailed to you. Participants in the challenge can enter into raffle drawings for weekly drawings and end-of-summer grand prizes, with tickets being earned with each book logged. Visit librarypoint.org summer to register or call back for assistance. Meet the people. Caitlin Jordan, volunteer. My name is Caitlin, and I have been volunteering at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library for a few years. I am also blind. However, I do not allow that to stand in the way of my job. I am currently tasked with rating audiobooks. Each month I receive a small list of books. I download and listen to them through Bard, which is accessible with JAWS, my screen reader, and VoiceOver. These narrators do an amazing job of keeping me engaged. One of my favorite stories is Across the Void, about a woman who awakens alone on her ship in the middle of space. I am greatly honored to help out in this way, and to help customers choose their next books. Prior to this, I interned at a small nonprofit known as Volunteers for the Blind. But whenever my employer went out of town, I'd work at the library, organizing cartridges by their book ID numbers and applying labels. My employer requested that the Spotsylvania Lions Club award a grant to me so I could have paid work experience. In 2017, I began working mornings at the Disability Resource Center, converting print documents into Braille. In the afternoons, I worked at the library doing other tasks, such as scanning books, correcting cataloging errors, and deleting old copies of books. When my grant ran out in June of that year, I began volunteering at the library. Volunteering at the Central Rappahannock Regional Library has been very enjoyable. The staff treat me with kindness and respect, and I feel like much more than just a worker. Knowing that what I do is helping others fills me with such joy. A note from Access Services, annual reminders: all talking book libraries run on a July-June calendar. So now that we're in our new year, we wanted to remind you about four things to do to keep your talking books account in good shape. Send back any old cartridges you have. This tells us you've finished them and want new books, and will keep your account active. Customers need to check out a book at least once a year to keep accounts open. We promise to send you new books as fast as we can. If you have or use Bard, but you haven't used it for a while, please log in to your account. You need to log in at least once a year to keep that account active. We keep records of your preferred authors and topics. You can update those records by calling 540-372-1144, extension 7054, or emailing talkingbooks@crrl.org. If you've changed addresses, want to switch to Bard only, or just want to put a temporary hold on your account, please tell us. We can do all of that and more. We hope knowing this will help you stay in control of your books. Talking Book Group. We'll be reading The Giver of Stars by JoJo Moyes, DB 96907, book photo. The Giver of Stars is about Alice Wright, a woman who leaves her stifling life in England when she marries a handsome American and moves to small-town Kentucky. But life there quickly proves equally claustrophobic. When a call goes out for a team of women to deliver books as part of Eleanor Roosevelt's new traveling library, Alice signs on. She joins four other women, including Marjorie, a smart-talking, self-sufficient woman who has never asked a man's permission for anything. These heroic women refuse to be cowed by men or convention. Though they face danger in a brutal landscape that is at times breathtakingly beautiful, they're committed to their mission of bringing books and life-changing information to people who have never had either. Based on the true story of the Pack Librarians of Kentucky, The Giver of Stars is a New York Times bestseller and a Reese Witherspoon Hello Sunshine Book Club choice. I've greatly enjoyed it, and I hope you will too. If you want a more detailed description of the book, you can read Access Services assistant Katie Neal's write-up about it in our blog, which can be found at LibraryPoint.org. Access Services. This book group reading will also see the return of our group meeting. We will be using Google Meet, which has been recommended by the Commonwealth of Virginia. The virtual Sightlines book group will be held on Wednesday, September 16th, from 11-12:30 p.m.